So before we start our ceremony, I'm really happy to introduce Reverend Ken Gorman. He is our International Vice President of Pathways of Light, and he would like to share a few words of inspiration to the candidates before we begin our ceremony. So Ken, can you please share? Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Well, the first thing I want to say is congratulations to everybody. And also with these, thank you. It's with great gratitude that you've answered the calling and joining us. As more people answer the calling, the light gets stronger and stronger. And so I'm very grateful for that and for all the work that you put in and the path that you'll take after this. I was ordained, I think, about 15 years ago. And I always like to share a little bit about my experience with that. I have to say going through the process was one of the best things I've ever done in my life, and it's unfolded ever since then, but in a completely different way than I expected. And so one of my things I want to share is that I guess my ego had a lot of ideas about what being a minister was, and it turned out to be totally different and much, much better, as you might imagine. And so we can just relax and know the Holy Spirit is in charge of whatever it means and whatever way he'll use your ministry. It's actually his ministry, and it's coming through us is the way I relate to it. And that's great. One of the things also that was very important for me is that Pathways is fantastic about connecting people. And I always go back to in the Bible, Jesus said, "Where two or more gathered in my name, there I am." And it's sort of like this connection, and something happens. And there's a lot of connection during the ordination training process with your facilitator and things like that. And a lot happens during that. It was a very transformational time for me. And I think it's important after ordination, generally for most people, to stay connected. And there's a lot of ways to stay connected, obviously, through study groups and online, way more than even when I was ordained with Zoom and all this kind of stuff. And also be connected with wherever we're guided to work in our communities and things. But if that connection is where, for me, the magic seems to happen, is one way to put it. And so, and Holy Spirit tends to flow. The other thing is that's really nice is because you know, this is really God's plan, and we don't really know what's going to happen in the future, but we can trust that he's got this. We can just relax, and it's one of the things that Robert Mary always said is, you know, at the end, all the teachings boil down to just relax. God has got this, and we just have to do our practices every day and put our attention onto the Holy Spirit and God, and it all just kind of happens. That's my experience in a wonderful way, and there's an enormous energy and light that comes with saying yes to the path that's been laid out for us. And so, you know, it's with great enthusiasm and gratitude and everything that I join with you today. And so I wish you the best in the future, and I'm done.
Thank you, Ken. And Ken's coming to us from England, is where he's located. So Pathways is all around the country. Thank you, Ken. Now I'd like to just do a short opening to bringing Holy Spirit into our ceremony. So if you can just close your eyes and settle back. Just take a nice, relaxing breath. And we ask that the light of God, the Holy Spirit, encircles all of us today on this call, that we can see ourselves in a circle all holding hands as we are all one in love. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our ceremony today, that you light the hearts of everyone here with us, and we give thanks that you are always with us and always there to answer our call. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. So I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor. I'm going to say their names alphabetically by first name. So today we have Ann Brown, Elizabeth Bartlett, Holly Honorato, and Ron George. Ordained ministerial candidates, The Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And now Reverend Teresa Tomlinson and Reverend Lorendi Ruse will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And now Reverend Colleen Fee will share a quote from text page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And then from chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, the title section called The Lessons in Love on page 99, Reverend Deb Fee, Reverend Tanya Insee, and Reverend Elizabeth Keats will read next.
You cannot teach what you have not learned. And what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you're sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. That is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now repeat their commitment aloud. Candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. And now together, please repeat after me. As a pathways of light ministerial counselor.
As a pathways,
as a pathways of light
ministerial counselor.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
I commit to fulfill my life's purpose.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit. And to do everything in my power.
And to do everything in my power.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
Now occurring on the planet. Thank you, everyone. Now please put your phone back on mute. Close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counsel. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit within you. I will now be silent for a moment. Now I would like to share a song. It's by Kathy Robel. The title of the song is Let Me Remember. And everyone, please just keep your eyes closed and take a gentle breath. Just relax and allow these words to soak in. I'm going to first read the lyrics. This is an excerpt from the song. And then I'll play a minute and a half of the song. Into his presence, would I enter now? For I am surrounded by the love of God. Let me be still and listen to the truth. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let me remember I am one with God. Peace to my brother who is one with me. Let me remember what my purpose is. Let all the world be blessed with peace through me. And now I'm going to begin the song.
Let all the world be blessed.
You may wish to keep your eyes closed as Reverend Diane Bernay and Reverend Deb Fee share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept His plan as the one function that you will fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given to you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Okay, so if everyone would like to just open your eyes. Now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will take a turn to share with the group. So Anne Brown, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Good afternoon, everyone. So happy to be here with all of you. I've experienced the voice of the Holy Spirit in many forms and facets during my life. God has spoken to me through many beautiful signs and experiences and relationships that have brought me to the place where my journey is today, a journey that's not ending but only beginning. I began studying A Course in Miracles about 8 years ago. I was reading through the workbook by myself, sometimes confused and uncertain, without a group or mentor to help me with questions that I had. I needed support to embrace and understand the teachings and wisdom that are held by the Course. So I put it aside for a number of years. A few years ago, I was asked by my dear friend Marcia if I would be willing to help her with wedding ceremonies. Through these experiences, which were very joyful, of presiding over wedding ceremonies, her teaching and mentorship as well, I began to hear Holy Spirit calling me to a deeper expression of my ministry. I felt the call to come to a better understanding and wisdom of the love that encircles A Course in Miracles. Shortly before the time of COVID, I began to feel that I really wanted to formally begin to study. And so I went on the Pathways website and had a beautiful connection with my lovely mentor, Elizabeth. Week by week, we began to study, and I began to feel a deeper sense of belonging to the Course in Miracles, and I felt miracles happening in my own life. In the final steps of working towards my ordination, I shared with my colleagues and mentors the community that I didn't experience when I first began studying. I am very excited as I'm on this path going forward in my ministry of Pathways. I'm not sure what will unfold, but that is the nature of the Holy Spirit. I know and trust and relax that it will unfold, and my path will be clear as I go along. Words cannot express the love and gratitude I feel at this moment for each and every one of you, and may all of you and those that you hold dear experience many blessings and many, many miracles. Thank you.
And now, Elizabeth Bartlett, please share with the witnesses present about this, about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of to be an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Hello, this is Elizabeth. I had something planned, but I decided when I heard Anne that I really should add something that's really important, and that's where this all started. And that was after I had my stroke a few years ago. It was a turning point for me. And I decided that I remember sitting in my room at Kessler and just decided that I have to look at the bad stuff. I can't keep going like this anymore. And so I started searching, and searching more than I already had been. And as a trauma survivor with PTSD, I've been searching most of my life for relief from my pain. And finally, God put pathways of light before me, along with so much love and support from those around me that are on this phone. I'm so grateful that I made the decision to say yes to being a teacher of God. I feel I have a unique perspective that gives me much empathy and compassion for others who need healing. And I want to guide people to their own inner wisdom so they can get the guidance they need to lead a peaceful, loving life. I'm complete.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Holly Honorado, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of to be an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Wow, it's just an honor to be here and surrounded by my friends and family who have seen the and witnessed the growth and transformation that has occurred within me since discovering the Course, just for the act of forgiveness and love. My journey began really as a yoga teacher, and I felt that connection with others, and I felt I was just a conduit. Spirit was working through me, but I didn't even realize it at the time. But I always knew that my purpose here was to guide others to the remembrance that they are loved, so they would never have to feel alone and dark. I feel like we all know what that feels like. But being a Pathways minister is a profound reminder that I am light, that I am an extension of Source energy and God's love. It was just a powerful reminder that I am here for change. I'm on the right path. I can always choose again. I'm just mainly to help others remember their truth. I wanted to express gratitude and love to my family and fellow ministers on this call. I know we were all guided here together. I wish you all peace and love daily so that you can be the change. And a special thanks to Lorendi, because after I met her, she immediately guided me to the weekly, included me, invited me, mentored me, and continue to just show me the way. So thank you. I am complete.
Thank you, Holly. Ron George, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor, please remember to take yourself off mute.
My journey started about 60 years ago. I always felt, a calling to be helpful. I always wanted to be helpful. I wanted to be a better husband. I wanted to be a better father. I wanted to be a better grandfather. I wanted to be a better friend. I wanted to be a better family member. I wanted to be a better human being. And I truly wanted to be helpful, like the prayer on page 78 said. I truly want to be helpful to others. And 6 years ago, I read a book, Disappearance of the Universe. And I was honored to meet Reverend Tanya. And we started the study group. She had already had it started, and it's been a tremendous group of mighty companions. Thank you, Tanya. Being a minister to me is a major, major commitment. And it happened when COVID, I got really serious, and I had a conversation with my higher self, my higher wisdom, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll get prepared, and it'll be like the field of dreams. I'll build it. I'll prepare myself as much as possible, and you send the people, and I'll be ready. And this Courses from Pathways of Light have so prepared me. I feel there's no way that I will not be helpful to the people that are sent, because I'm really not the teacher. I'm the conduit in the form on the planet to channel that help. And I want to help all people that are on their path. And I know everybody's on a different path, and some are on A Course in Miracles, and some are on Christian and Buddhist and whatever. It makes no difference. I truly want to be helpful to those people that Holy Spirit will send me my way. And I'm very grateful, and I'm very humbled. And I accept it with a helpful, compassionate, sensitive inner spirit. I just want to thank my fellow three ministers in training, Elizabeth, Anne, Holly, and all the reverends. You have touched my heart. I love you guys. And I thank all of my friends and family on this call. I love all of you too. I'm complete.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I am sending all of you a really big hug, and we all thank you for your beautiful, heartfelt sharing. Just beautiful. Thank you. And now, Reverend Diane Bernay, Reverend Teresa Tomlinson, and Reverend Elizabeth Keats will read a quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offer you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
Teresa, are you on mute? Teresa may have been dropped from the call, so I'll read her section. You are the son he loves, and it is giving you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness. For you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
We will now begin the anointing of our four candidates. Everyone on the call, please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed, and then I'll have each of the guests shared. So we'll be celebrating in a little bit at the end of the call. So thank you so much. So let's begin with Elizabeth Bartlett, and she will be anointed by Reverend Lorendi Rue.
Elizabeth, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Elizabeth, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Elizabeth, all of your life experiences have brought you here today, standing before all of your mighty companions to declare, I am a teacher of God. God has called you forth, and you have responded with a resounding yes. And so nothing can thwart the goal of healing and learning you have chosen. Your mighty companions present today and from all eternal realms stand in support of you. And like a lighthouse standing on a shore, you will attract all who have been waiting for you. You will be blessed with courage and confidence this day to go forth and proclaim in little and great ways, I am a child and teacher of God. All fearful dreams are released. The Holy Spirit is now the only voice you hear. You are surrounded by all of us who support you to grow in your awakening, to truly see the face of God in all people and all experiences. You are peace, and peace is the gift you offer. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Elizabeth Bartlett. Deborah, are you present? It appears that Reverend Deborah may have been dropped, so now Tanya and Sue will anoint Ron George.
Ron, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Ron, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Ron, you are entering into my garden. There are many fruits that are meant for you here, for you to give and for you to receive. You have been a great gardener in this garden, a gardener of peace and joy, of laughter and acceptance, of tolerance and patience, of trust and gentleness, of generosity and connection. These gifts, these fruits are yours. They are well deserved and ready to be given away. You are ready to give and you are ready to receive. I have full trust in you. You are loved and you are fully supported in your unique function each day and every day. Rejoice in it. Feel it fully and live it fully in this moment. Call on me and follow me. I will remind you who you are, and I will keep reminding you of what to do and what is yours to say. You don't have to worry about anything. You are infinitely blessed and honored in every dimension and beyond time and space. Ron George, I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Ron George.
Thank you, everyone. This is Deborah. I'm sorry the phone dropped for me, so I'm back. And now we will continue with Ann Brown, and she will be anointed by Reverend Elizabeth Keith.
Anne, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Anne, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Anne, you embody the quintessential healing energy so many are focusing on these days as the path forward for humanity. Your capacity to love, to care for, to nurture, to teach your big, beautiful family, your healing work, your dedication to your own deep spiritual work. You have so much to teach the world about what it is to be a mother, a woman, a course minister. So many people will be blessed to meet you. They are fortunate indeed. Their lives will be richer, happier. They will hear the voice of spirit more clearly because of your impact on their life. You have blessed my ministry and my life, and I thank you for all you've shared And I look forward to seeing and hearing and knowing about the shares you and Spirit together will give the world. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Anne Brown. I love you, Anne.
And now, Holly Honorato will be anointed by Reverend Lorendi Rowe.
Holly, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Holly, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Holly, there is a field of light that surrounds you. It has been with you from the moment God created you in his mind. The eternal spark within you, always shining brightly, is now brought to your highest awareness. You feel the joy of remembering your worth, your truth, that you are eternal love. You are an eternal light. As you go forth from this day, your journey is firmly established. You are a teacher of God, a beacon to those who in this life have forgotten temporarily the way to return home. Their path may seem dark and shadowed with garish dreams and illusion. Your heart of compassion and service shines brightly. Your confidence, born out of your experience and your study, stands as a sentinel of the truth that we are all eternally safe, at home with God our Father. You are free to confidently be the learner and channel of Holy Spirit. You are a maker of peace. I bless you that everyone you meet will know that holiness reflected in you is the condition of who you are and who they are. You are all truth. You are all light and love. And I see holiness and joy flowing through you, around you, beside you, from within you. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Holly Honorato.
And now we invite any of the guests present to share. Please say your name before you share and say complete so we know that you are finished sharing. And lastly, please remember to take yourself off mute. So thank you for anyone who'd like to share now.
Hello, this is Reverend Marcia Boyer, and I would love to share. It was almost 28 years ago, Deborah, you and I ordained on November 3rd, 1993. Robert and Mary, I send you so many feelings of love and gratitude and blessings and joy, because my ordination day is still etched in my memory. And the willingness to be of service and the path that we take when we proclaim that we are ministers of God and teachers of God and Pathways of Light ministers is a profound journey. So thank you so much for all of the ways that you've enriched my spiritual journey and my path in this lifetime. And Anne, I just would love to say to you, I am so blessed to have you in my life. Your commitment to living your spiritual walk and living from your true self is profound. Your commitment to your children, your mother, the autistic community, your clients and your spiritual counseling community. Your love and your light shines brightly wherever you are, and your courage to take in life knowing that you're guided by spirit in all you do is such a testimonial to living from our internal guide. I also want to thank you personally for your friendship. I'm just so grateful to have you in my life as my friend. And also thank you for the co-creation with me in my wedding ministry as we create beautiful ceremonies for our couples. And I just know that the next phase of your ministry will unfold with adventure and joy and blessings for all those that you touch as you yoke with spirit and allow your life to continue to be led by your internal teacher. And you do embody those famous Course in Miracle words, teach only love, for that is what you are. And to all the new ministers, congratulations and many, many blessings on your continued journey as an ordained Pathways of Light ministerial counselor. And I'm complete.
This is Reverend Tanya Imsen, and I would like to congratulate everyone, Anne, Holly, Elizabeth, Ron. You are amazing, and you share this great willingness and just the great dedication for this work. So it's my honor to know all of you. And I'm so happy to speak after Reverend Marcia Boyer, because Reverend Marcia was my facilitator and my sister who walked with me on this path. And I got ordained in 2013 in January. And now Ron is the first student that is being ordained that I facilitated in the three steps of the program. So I feel great symbolism and support for this work overall, and I'm honored to be Ron's facilitator because, Ron, I learned so much from you, and you touched my heart. You will always be in my heart, and thank you. I just want to thank you. You're amazing, and congratulations, everyone.
Hello, this is Frank. I'd like to say a few words about Ron. I've known Ron close to 30 years. We both worked for the same company, and that's how we met. And I think we hit it off as soon as we met. We had a lot in common, and as the years went by, I got to know Ron on a level that's a little bit different than I think a lot of people in the company knew him. I found he was a deep thinker, and I know he was looking on this, when he mentioned before, he's been on this journey for 60 years, and I can remember times when he and I spoke, and now that I think back on it, I could see he was. And I just want to say that I'm extremely happy that he has found himself and got what he's looking for out of life. Complete.
Hello, this is William Honorado, Holly's dad. I would like to congratulate the newly ordained ministers, but especially my daughter, Holly. Hal, I know you're going to be a beacon of light to all you come in contact with. You're going to bring a lot of positive energy, like you have to me your entire life. But I'd just like to say I'm very proud of you, thankful that I was able to be part of this ceremony. And I just want you to know that I love you now, and I will always love you. Complete.
This is Lorendi. I have a special message for Holly from someone who wanted him to attend today but could not. And that person is Adam Wood, Holly. He wants to express his joy and happiness for you. From the moment he first met you and interviewed you for a job, which led you to the Miracle Activation Center and working with Lorendi, he knew you were meant for amazing and wonderful things. He's happy for this day for you and everything it means. He's asked you to please stay in touch as you continue on your path and sends you much love. And I also want to express my gratitude to Elizabeth and Holly for your commitment to this process and to all that you have experienced as you've been going through this journey. And also congratulations, Anne and Ron. It's been my pleasure to work with you this last month in preparation. And just love you all. Be blessed and complete.
Hi there, this is Melanie. I'm Ron's daughter. And I just wanted to say congratulations to all of the newly ordained ministers. And Dad, I'm so very proud of you. And thank you for always being a guiding light in my life and the life of everybody that you touch. Your presence here on this earth is making all of the difference for so many people. And I couldn't be more blessed to have you as my father and also as the guiding force in our family's life. So congratulations. I love you, and congratulations to all.
This is Reverend Diane. Congratulations to you, mighty companion. You are blessed, and you are loved, and you are guided as you live your life purpose. I was blessed to have known you. So congratulations, Reverend Anne, Reverend Elizabeth, Reverend Holly, and Reverend Ron. Welcome to Pathway of Light Ministers family. I'm done.
Hi, this is Stephen, Elizabeth's partner, and I'm honored to witness the birth of four new ministers, or five, I don't know if it's four or five, but anyway, I think it's a very positive thing for the universe to accept and to love and to be part of a growing conscious idea. I've seen Elizabeth grow. In fact, she outgrew me, actually, and she's amazing. And she's had a lot of difficulties in the last few years, but she's held up her end and she moved right through them. And I'm really honored to know her, and I'm blessed to know her, and I bless her for who she is, and I bless everybody who's helping in this universal, intelligent idea of love. And I'm complete.
This is Deborah, and I just want to congratulate our four new ministers. How exciting. I send you a big hug and welcome you into our Pathways family. And I thank you for blessing me as I've had time to spend with you in your Step 4 training. All of you have such beautiful hearts and so committed to letting Holy Spirit guide you. Such a beautiful group. Thank you for blessing me, and blessings to you in your ministry. I love you. I'm complete. Is there anyone else who would like to share?
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I'm Elizabeth's sister. And Elizabeth, I just want to say how happy I am that you have found this path. Wait.
I think Somebody else might have fallen off the call.
Can you hear me?
Then if there's no one else who'd like to share,
I'd like to say
we at Pathways are truly blessed to have these four new ministers joining our community. So a big congratulations to Reverend Ann Brown, Reverend Elizabeth Bartlett, Reverend Holly Honorato, and Reverend Ron George. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take your phones off mute and let's give them a big hand. So take your phones off mute. Yay!
Congratulations, everyone.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Deborah, can you hear me? For whoever was trying to share, go ahead and complete your sharing, and hopefully you won't be cut off.
Is that me? I'd like to share.
Yes.
I'm Lindsay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Elizabeth?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm Elizabeth's sister, and Elizabeth, I'm just so happy that you found this path of love and peace, and I look forward to walking with you for many years to come. I love you so much. I'm complete.
Hello.
Hi.
Can anyone hear me? It's Teresa Tomlinson.
Yes.
Yes, Teresa. Go ahead.
Wow. How? It's so nice to be heard. I've been trying to butt in now a few times, and I apologize. My apologies for the late my late entry, but I just wanted to say congratulations, Anne, Holly, Ron, and Elizabeth, and just to tell you what a sincere joy it was to work with you all these last few weeks coming up to this this fabulous day, and I just wish you the best of everything, so much joy and peace in your ministries, and just so blessed to have you with us and among us to have shared the journey with you. So bless you. Thank you. I'm complete.
Thank you, Reverend Teresa. Does anyone else want to share?
This is Robert.
Hi, this is Chris. Can you hear me? Yes. And I am also one of Elizabeth's sisters. And I am proud and happy to say that I have known Elizabeth for her entire life. We have walked this walk of life together, much like twins do, even though we're not twins. I have watched her grow over the last few years in her journey and look forward to, as Lindsay so nicely said, I look forward to walking the rest of it with you too, sweetheart. I love you so much, Elizabeth.
Robert, did you want to share?
Okay. I just wanted to, first of all, congratulate the new ministers. And your sharing and your dedication just warms my heart. It's just such a blessing to feel and experience the expansion of the mission of Pathways of Light, which is simply to help people access the wisdom they have within, which really is what gets them in touch with the love they are. So we have here four new ministers who really aren't all that new. It's just new in form, but who are, I really feel, dedicated to being messengers of love in the world. And that's what this is all about. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of this. I'm done.
Thank you,
Deborah,
Robert.
Deborah, are you back?
I am. The phone's being really goofy today, so I guess you were all hearing me, but I wasn't hearing you. So,
okay.
Thank you, Lorendi. I sure appreciate that you jump in and keep covering. So thank you so much. Would anyone else like to share?
Hello, my name is Emily. I'm Elizabeth's daughter. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say I'm so proud of my mom. She's sitting right across from me, and her T-shirt actually says yes on it, and in big letters says YES. And I think that's something that I'm really proud of her for. She says yes to changing her life. She says yes to her new experiences. She says yes to becoming an ordained minister and says yes to the good things in life. And I'm really proud of her for that. I look up to her for that. And this is one of many yeses that are going to be here forward and are steps forward, like my two aunts just mentioned. So I think this is an amazing opportunity for our family, and Elizabeth is so much more at peace with this. So I love her. Congratulations to everyone.
Anyone else like to share? This is Elizabeth Keats. I just want to congratulate every one of the new ministers today. It was such a blessing to be able to take another person through the program and relive it with Anne, and to look back and see the changes that have come into my life since I became ordained. They're never what you think they're going to be. Like I did one wedding and I never got asked again, but I've done so many other things that surprised me and that have filled my life with joy. And one of the major ones was getting to be through the entire, the entire program with another person. What a blessing that is. So congratulations, all of you. You are in for such a wonderful, wild, new adventure. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. Anyone else like to share?
Maybe she comes through clear.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard me say this once, and I guess I'm going to say it a second time now. So now all of us can congratulate our new minister. So if everyone will please take yourself off of mute. And we want to give our congratulations to Reverend Ann Brown, Reverend Elizabeth Bartlett, Reverend Holly Honorato, and Reverend Ron George. So take your phones off of mute and let's woohoo them and clap.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Oh, I found the office.
Awesome. Yeah,
and so our hearts are filled with so much gratitude and joy for all the beautiful sharing today from everyone. Thank you for being here and being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may now hang up. Thank you, and blessings to everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Robert and Mary. Blessings to everyone. Bye now.
Blessings, everyone.